Mishnah Yomis for Friday, the 12th day of Cheshvan, Tovshin Pei Dalad. Masech de Yavamas, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel. Klalom Rabbi Yavama. There's a rule that the Chacham said when it comes to Yavama. Kol Shehi Isur Erva. Wherever the Yavama, the widow of the deceased brother, is Osur, is Asura, forbidden for the brother-in-law, because of an Erva, because of a family relationship, that would be absolutely prohibited. Kedushin couldn't even be topus, like the 15 women mentioned in the first parak. Lo choletzes v'lo misabemes. There is nothing she needs to do. That the widow does not need chalitza, she doesn't need yibum, because the prohibition of marrying her is so severe, an erva. Therefore, the Torah removes any obligation whatsoever on the brother or on her to have yibum or chalitza. She can now get married to whoever she wants, this widow. The Isur Kedush, Isura, Isur Mitzvah, if, however, the widow's prohibition to the surviving brother, if it's only an Isur Mitzvah, the Isur Kedusha, or only an Isur Kedusha, then she will need Chalitza, Chaletzes, V'lo Misebemes, but she won't have Yibum. Now, what does it mean? What are the definition of Isur Mitzvah and Isur Kedusha? We'll explain what that is in the next mitzvah, in the next Mishnah. Now, she can't just be there without anything. She needs to have something done, chalitza. Now, Minatora, why does she need chalitza? Because Minatora, she could even have Yibum as well. But the problem is that Minatora, the Yibum, is only a mitzvah the very first time he lives with her. Immediately afterwards, from then on, he can't live with her. If he did, he'll be violating the Isur of Kedusha or Isur Mitzvah and not being fulfilling the Mitzvah of Yibum. Yibum is only a Mitzvah the first time he lives with her. The Chachamim therefore made a gzera. They said, we don't want him to do Yibum, not even to have the first relationship with her, because he might he might continue living with her, and then he's living with her in sin, even Minatar. Continues the Mishnah, Achoisa Shehi Yevimta. What happens if the sister of an erva, the sister of a prohibited woman to him, to the brother, so I'm with her, happens to be Shehi Yevimta, that happens to be her sister-in-law? And that could happen where two brothers marry two sisters. They both die without any children. There is a third surviving brother, who normally would have the mitzvah of Yibum. But when he's faced with two widows, each one of them is a sister of the other, he can't do Yibum to any of them. Why can't he do Yibum to any of them, or Chalitza? And that is because normally, we would regard each one as the Achos Zukukosai, would we call her the sister of the Zukuka, which means as follows. The concept of zakuka means connected. The word means connected. As so long as the yavama, the widow, has not had anything done to her, no chalitza or no yibum, she's called zakuka. She's called waiting. She's called connected. Now, her zika, her connection, falls on each one of the brothers. And for that reason, any of the surviving brothers. And for that reason, they cannot marry the sister of the Zukuka, the sister of the one that was connected to her. Because for each one brother, the woman would be considered Achos Zukukosai. So let's say there's Rachel and Leah, two wives of two separate brothers. And the brothers die. When there's a surviving brother, let's call him Yehuda, he cannot marry, he cannot do Yibum to either Rachel or to Leah under normal circumstances. Why? Because each one of them is, inverted commas, almost like the sister of his wife, which is a prohibition. Why are they like a sister of his wife? Because each one of them is Zukuka, is connected to him. There's such a strong bond as soon as his brother dies without children, it's as if they're already bonded together. And now each sister, Rachel and Leah, each one of them is called Achos Zukukosai. He can't marry any of them. So, that's under normal circumstances, when you have two sisters. But what happens if one of those sisters was prohibited anyway to Yehuda for another reason. She might have been his daughter. She might have been his mother. If the other brother married a relation of his. In that case, since that woman that's an erva, the widow that's an erva to him, is not even zakuka to him, has no connection whatsoever. For that reason, for the other wife, for the other sister, he has a mitzvah to do of yibum or chalitza, because she's no longer called achos zukukose. She's not called the sister of the one who's bonded to him. And that's the case of our Mishnah. It's achoso, it's where the sister of an erva happens to be the yavama, then she will need chalitza or yibum from the surviving brother. Concept of achos zukukose, very important concept, and we'll come across that many times in this Masechta. Mishnah Dalet. In the previous Mishnah, we learned that each yavama, any widow who is osur because of a mitzvah or kedusha, she must give chalitza or must have chalitza done, but not yibum. What is an isur mitzvah and an isur kedusha? Clearly, much less than an isur of aroyos, which there's no mitzvah whatsoever of yibum or chalitza. What is this isur mitzvah or isur kedusha? That will be defined in this Mishnah, Mishnah Dalet. Isur mitzvah, when we mentioned isur mitzvah in the previous Mishnah, it means shniyos medivrei sofrim. It means a second degree aroyos, which we call midrabanan. It's where she's not forbidden min haTorah, but midrabanan. They made a barrier. For example, to marry one's mother's mother is not prohibited min haTorah, but min rabbanon, yes. Or one's father's mother. A daughter-in-law of one's son. Daughter-in-law of one's daughter. All these are forbidden, but only min rabbanon, to keep a person away from the primary issur min haTorah. Why do we call it issur mitzvah? Because we call it's a mitzvah to listen to the divrei chachamim. Isur Kedusha. What is an Isur Kedusha? Isur Kedusha, which we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, is Almona Lekohen Gadol. In the case where the prohibition is for an Almona, the widow, there was two brothers. The brother that died, it was an ordinary Kohen. The surviving brother is a Kohen Gadol. What do we know about a Kohen Gadol? He cannot marry even a widow, not just a divorcee, but a widow, and also not. So when his brother dies, leaving no children, he leaves his widow before him, and she's osa to him because of the din of almana. But we call it Issur Kedusha. Why Kedusha? Because when the Torah in Parshas Emor talks about the prohibitions for a kohen, it uses the word Kedoshim Yilalakeim. Another example: Grusha v'chalutza l'chayin hadyut. If there are two kohenim. One brother, one Kohen, did the wrong thing. He married a Grusha, a divorcee. But the marriage is valid, but it was Osir, but he did it. Or he married a Chalutza, which is also Osir to a Kohen, but Midrabanan. Then he dies without any children. And they fall before him. The wife falls for a Yibum now to the surviving brother who is a Kohen. So for him, it's an Isur, but it's not an Isur Aroyas, it's an Isur Kedusha. It's not as strong as Issur Aroyos. Mamzeres unasinu liYisrael. This is a case where there were two brothers. One brother married a mamzeres, which he wasn't allowed to do, but he did. And mamzeres is a woman born of Aroyos, of a prohibited relationship like brother and sister. Or Nesina. Nesina is a woman of the Gibeonites who converted in the days of Yehoshua. They're called Nesinim because the word Nesinim means to be placed, to be put. Yehoshua placed them as woodchoppers, etc. And Yehoshua made a gzera, and afterwards David did, they're not allowed to marry with the Jewish nation. Also his chatenbom. And his brother died, leaving one of these girls, Mamzeres or Nesina, one of these widows, as a yibum. That's another case of Issur Kedusha. Ubas Yisrael l'nosin l'mamzer. Or, let's say the brother happens to be a mamzer or a nosin, and his brother who died married a proper Jewish girl, Bas Yisrael. Then again, what do we do in all these cases? This is an example of Issur Kedusha again. And in all of these cases, there's not Issur Erva involved. It's because of family relationship. This is an Issur because of Kedusha. and Jewish people and Israelim, not just Kohenim, have to keep their Kedusha as well. But that's why we call them all Issa Kedusha. And all of these cases that we've mentioned, they don't, when the brother dies and leaves such a woman behind, an Issa Mitzvah, Issa Kedusha, they can't get off scot-free without any Yibum or Chalitza. They can't have Yibum because there's a Isur, either Mirabonon or even Minatara. But they have to have Chalitza. Why do they have Chalitza? Because as far as the Torah is concerned, the first relationship that the surviving brother would make, the first time he lives with his brother's widow, would be a mitzvah of Yibum. And it would, yes, it would override an Isra mitzvah, certainly Isra mitzvah, which is on Mirabonim, but even Isra Kedusha. And that's why, to get out of that, the only way the widow can get out of being chained, if you like, is only if she has chalitza. She needs to have chalitza. She can't have Yibum. This is very different to the case that we mentioned with the Aroyos, when if the woman is also because she's a sister or she's a daughter of the surviving brother, that's different. There's no question. There's nothing required. No Yibum, no chalitza, whatever required, as we mentioned in the first Mishnah of the 15 women who exempt their Yavam from anything. They don't have to have Yibum or chalitza.